From historic Radio City Music Hall in New York City, it's the 2016 Verbies! Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts, Ty Hildenbrand and Dan Rubenstein.
Our host, Ty Hildenbrand. His name is Dan Rubenstein. Welcome to the 2016 Verby Awards. For the first time now in Radio City Music Hall.
Oh my God, it is a spectacular scene, Ty. You are sparkling, Ty. You're in your element. You can see the glow in your eyes.
Who are you wearing tonight?
I am wearing a tux from Vera Wang, her podcasting collection. It's very inexpensive.
The Verbies, as you know, are a true celebration of the season that was, nominated by college football fans, and awarded by those very same fans.
Yeah, it really does put a very nice cap on the season in the spring. A lot of time was spent tabulating all of the results, but here we are. The stars are out, the coaches are out, the players are out. It's really a fun night, more than anything, Ty, celebrating college football in all of its weirdness.
Who is in attendance tonight? I think I saw Jim Harbaugh's here.
Jim Harbaugh is here, and he is aggressively here and talking to whoever will talk to him.
He is nominated for two Verbies this evening. He's already been voted scariest man in the SEC. We've also got Bill Hancock in the house, Dan.
Oh, looking just marvelous.
What a year, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm surprised, honestly, because he is just, he's all about the holidays, Ty, and it's a holiday week, and you'd figure he'd be busy trying to schedule something.
Just by a show of hands, or by an applause, it's Bill Hancock. Anyone out there watch the playoffs on New Year's Eve? There you go, Dan. College football's best and brightest. They're in attendance tonight. One third of those people clapping are liars.
Okay.
Ratings are down about 35%. Bill has said he's disappointed, but he doesn't want to rush to judgment.
I think it's more Michigan State fans that are just trying to stay silent and confused and pretend like it didn't happen at all.
One year doesn't make a trend.
Oh, Bill.
Good to see him in attendance as well. We've also got, get this, ACC referees are here tonight. How about that?
Put your hands together for that. I'm very worried about them. Listen. They're here, Ty. I'm not sure if they've been able to make their way out of the cars yet, because unlocking cars are very difficult. It is a chore, it is a task, and ACC referees are not necessarily on the level they need to be.
They are nominated for Crime of the Year tonight, and I've said this before, against a guy who smoked up and jumped out a window.
Oh, no.
And another guy who got pegged for PEDs, and they are somehow the favorites.
They are the Jennifer Lawrence of the Verbies.
We've got a star-studded cast, not only of nominees, not only of attendees, but also presenting awards tonight.
We have the A-list of the A-list of the A-list. I believe Hugh Freeze is also here. So that's good. That's great. Because you never know what's going to happen in huge auditoriums. When you have these players with hot mics, it's good that it's good to have Hugh Freeze around.
On that note, if there is an emergency, just find the nearest A&M quarterback. They'll show you the quickest exit. It was a rough year for quarterbacks in the state of Texas. You've got A&M couldn't settle on one quarterback. You've got Seth Russell getting hurt for Baylor.
And you had Trevon Boykin right before the Alamo Bowl.
You had Tyrone Swoop staying healthy.
Rough year.
Rough year. Well, it's going to be a star-studded evening tonight. Again, thank you for being here in attendance at the 2016 Verbee Awards. Let's get this party started. Please put your hands together and welcome our first presenter, the legendary Mac Brown.
It is what it is. And over the years, I've found a lot of wisdom in that phrase. A lot of people like to ask me what it means. The simple answer is, it is what it is. That's the beauty of it. So whether you're a coach who's out here facing the prospect of losing your players, losing millions of dollars because admins want to run you off, or you're a coach who's maybe won a national title within the past 20 years, as only a few of the very greatest coaches have accomplished, you can take wisdom from those words. It is what it is. As for what it is now, it's your four nominees for Not Coach of the Year.
Not Coach of the Year. Al Golden. George O'Leary. Randy Etzel. Tim Beckman.
And the winner is Tim Beckman.
This is Tim Beckman's first Verbee. He was literally not a coach last year.
Thank you so much. I want to thank President Michael Hogan and Phyllis Weiss, Chancellor Phyllis Weiss, and especially Mike Thomas for having this opportunity of a lifetime. Guys, I've been a coach's son. I have 46 years of coaching experience. I've been raised with a football in my hand. I've been able to see the Marty Schottenheimers and Sam Ratiglianos as a little boy. I've been able to coach and sit at staff tables with Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer, Mike Gundy, to name a few. To my day, I would say that this is as good a day as it is when I had my children born. This is a dream come true for the Beckman family. Thank you so much.
Please welcome the fashionable Jesse Palmer.
And now an original poem. Down six with two to play. The stakes are high. Students pray. Vendors yell. Babies cry. Tom Hammond tells you someone's GPA. Legendary announcer Tom Hammond had a way with obscure facts during dramatic game situations. Here are the most random nuggets from 2015 that may only have interested Tom Hammond.
Random factoid that may only interest Tom Hammond of the year. Baker Mayfield's girlfriend goes to Oklahoma State. Josh Dobbs majors in aerospace engineering. Josh Rosen was a highly ranked junior tennis player. Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh were born at the same hospital, 6 months apart.
Man, the winner is Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh being born in the same hospital.
This is Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh's first Verbee.
I feel very blessed to be able to stand here, to know where I was and where I don't want to go again, and maybe help others, because, you know, you just, not just profession, what are we talking about? I mean, this is an age-old problem about the executive or the doctor or the lawyer, the teacher, the professor, the policeman that just gets so enamored or so consumed by their profession that they forget really what the purpose of our whole deal is, and that's to raise a wonderful family. And I think that's part of the issues we deal with today, is when you see people too consumed with their profession that they let things go at home, and then that costs them down the road.
This is a great day for me as well. Remarkable things were accomplished, and
I want to thank my parents, Jack and Jackie Harbaugh. It's another flag, another trophy. You want to win as many trophies as you can.
Ty, I'm very excited about our next presenter and just a really beautiful award show thus far. But our next presenter, Ty, you and I, we like to talk about food. We like to talk about beautiful things in life to look at on the college football field, whether it's the beauty of the grass, whether it's the beauty of the uniforms, the stadium itself, or the beauty at a tailgate of a beautiful brisket. And that brisket should be cut up, Ty, and put into tortillas. But because we do talk about food on this show, we'd be remiss not to include somebody just directly and enthusiastically related to the food world. Brings me great pleasure to welcome in to present this next award, Sonia Chopra, Managing Editor of Eater.com.
As the competition for attention reaches an all-time high, the locker room and the campus bookstore are the new battlefields. Whether it's for a blackout, whiteout, or military airbrush out, the eyes are constantly on college football design.
Alternate uniform of the year. Boston College's 1980 throwbacks. Navy's Naval Fleet uniforms. NC State's Iron Wolf uniforms. Oregon's Oregon Pioneer uniforms.
And the winner is Navy's Airbrushed Naval Fleet Look.
Navy's Naval Fleet uniforms received an impressive 72% of the vote. Navy's uniforms could not be here tonight.
On behalf of the United States Naval Academy and possibly the most specific mall kiosk artist ever, I accept this award.
From SB Nation, it's the hosts of podcasts Ain't Played Nobody, Bill Connolly and Stephen Godfrey.
Offense and defense. Successful teams excel on both sides of the football.
Yeah, but that's no fun. What if, Bill, what if you're just entirely a one-dimensional football team? So what if you're only really, really good at one spot but absolutely terrible at the other? So now, up until this point, you were just publicly shamed. That's all that could happen to you.
Or you could still finish in the upper half of the Big 12.
Ouch. Well, let's just say this. In the interest of fairness, let's give out four halves of four football teams that succeeded in spite of themselves, in spite of the other side of their football team.
Half team of the year. The Boston College defense. The Missouri defense. The Penn State defense. The Wisconsin defense. The Texas Tech offense.
And the winner is...
drumroll.
Boston College's defense. Congratulations.
The Eagles' defense was fourth in scoring defense and 121st in scoring offense. This is their first Verbe.
I want to thank you for coming out. This is truly a great day, an exciting day.
You win with defense. And our defense had to go out and play. And that was the best matchup. Our our defense against their offense. That was the best matchup. But I mean, our coverage was outstanding. Our kick return was outstanding. Our kick coverage was outstanding. Our punt coverage was outstanding. I thought we did some really good things in special teams. I thought we did some really good things on defense. And I thought we had some really, we made some plays on offense and left some. And so, like, I'm telling you, I would tell you straight on, like, that's about what I thought that would roll like. It's about what I thought would happen. But it is, you know, everybody's so preoccupied with offense. You win with defense. You win with defense, especially when you're playing really good teams. And that's what it should be. This was going to be a defensive struggle. And that's what it was.
You know, Dan, it wasn't all that long ago that Clemsoning was a thing. We put the definition used by all the major television networks out on UrbanDictionary.com. It was the act of delivering an unexpectedly poor result in a pressure situation. But since then, Clemsoning has ceased to exist. It's been a couple years since a game against NC State, since we've even seen Clemsoning rear its ugly head. And now this year, for the first time ever, Clemson participated in the college football national championship game after beating Oklahoma in the college football playoff. Without further ado, Dan, at long last, we are ridding the world of Clemsoning and Clemsoning of the Year, and we have changed this award's name to simply Bust of the Year.
Bust of the Year. The Arizona State Sun Devils. The Auburn Tigers. The Georgia Bulldogs. The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
And the winner is the Auburn Tigers.
This is Auburn's first derby and its most impressive win of the 2015 season.
Well, first of all, I'm very proud of my team. I'm proud of these guys beside me. How far they've come from the very first game to getting here. We got a lot of competitors in our locker room. They're disappointed. Anytime you lose, you always look back, but really I felt pretty good. There'll be a lot of great things and great memories that our seniors have led us to be. You know, we were just on the brink of making it one of those magical seasons, but there's so many great things that we'll take. I just told you the seniors, they laid the groundwork for our program moving forward, and our program's very bright right now.
Put your hands together for acclaimed internet personality, Will Leach.
Shakespeare wrote profound words about one's name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. But in the 1590s, Billy Shakes couldn't possibly have foreseen names like Wave Rider, Archivius Mingo, in God's Power Afore. What's in the name? How about everything? Here are your nominees for Name of the Year.
Name of the Year: Corn Elder, Corey Poop Johnson, Jake Butt, Lynx Hawthorne, Weston Steelham.
And the winner is Weston Steelhammer.
This is Weston's first verbing for the Name of the Year. Accepting on behalf of Weston Steelhammer is SB Nation's Spencer Hall.
Hi, I'm Weston Steelhammer. I'm also Spencer Hall, who's accepting this award on behalf of Weston Steelhammer. I'm very excited for this as Weston Steelhammer today because I get to accept for a lot of different types of people that Weston Steelhammer also represents in terms of being recognized for both his excellence as an all-conference DB, but also this. I'm a redhead. Which is pretty rare. If you think about football redheads, that list, it starts with Andy Dalton. And I don't... He's fine. He's a professional athlete. He's never going to be poor. He's probably okay. It's a high quality of life. I just want to say that if categorically your list starts with, oh, Andy Dalton, you know, it's a tough road to hoe marketing wise, okay? You'll need some pizzazz. Thus, Weston Steelhammer, I think already rises to the most prominent redheaded football player in American history. In addition to that, he represents Air Force. Air Force, typically underrepresented, I think, in awards, both because they play in Colorado Springs, which, if you'll notice, Colorado Springs, not exactly a major media market for anything but, like, Gilmore Girls reruns. Gilmore Girls are huge in the Rockies, dude. Huge. Something about the mixture of altitude and class insecurity and, like, private school drama. Man, if you throw anyone named Rory into Colorado, it's just, whoo! They just take right off. Like a hothouse flower in the right environment. That's how crazy they are about Gilmore Girls. Anyway, Weston Steelhammer, also representing the Steelhammer name, I think, really well. Some people are just named Steel. Some people are just named Hammer. The truly exceptional among us combined the two to specify not only that they are a hammer, but what type of durable good they represent, a steel hammer. So, yes, I'm very excited for this. Congratulations. I, Weston Steelhammer, Nate Spencer Hall, accept this from the Furbies.
Tonight is a night of honor and a celebration of the highs and lows of a sport we love dearly. But in college football, like in life, we must learn to let go as the people and things we love move on to the great college football beyond. Today we recognize those we lost during the 2015 season.
Josh Rosen's hot tub. Al Golden's frustrated substitute teacher look. Gary Patterson's black shirt. Bill Snyder's Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl windbreaker. Michigan State disrespect. Glenn Miller. It's the 72nd anniversary of his death. Your Michigan scholarship offer. Undefeated Iowa. The secret decency of Pitt. Todd Graham's Madonna headset. Jim McElwain's sunglasses tan. Alabama's dynasty. Clemson.
Hey, Dan, do you remember this sound?
Oh, Ty, how can I forget?
Nick Foles changed the way we podcast. He changed the way we look at killer performances when you've got a bad team behind you.
A pillar on the monument that is the solid verbal.
Please welcome, once more, Jesse Palmer.
Five years ago, a shaggy-haired quarterback and pioneer from Texas changed the way we think and feel about gutsy performances in the face of certain defeat. This year's six standouts took the torch from Nick Foles and blazed a new trail. Here are your nominees for Losing Effort of the Year.
Losing Effort of the Year. Baylor's rushing attack
Jack against Texas. Brandon Allen against Mississippi State. Dalvin Cook against Clemson. Deshaun Watson against Alabama. Patrick Mahomes against Oklahoma State. Royce Freeman against Washington State.
And the winner is Deshaun Watson in the national championship.
Deshaun Watson's 478 total yards against Alabama broke Vince Young's historic record. This is his first run.
It's been great. I'm not even allowed. I was nervous before he announced the names. And it's just special. I have the opportunity to do this. And representing Clemson well has been great. So I wasn't expecting this award to be. I thought it was later on in the show. But it's a great way to start off the night. And I thank my teammates and coaches for helping me achieve the award. Without those guys, I wouldn't be in this position. And it's just pretty special.
From SB Nation, it's the best hair on the East Coast, Will Bukima!
When one thinks of the modern college student, it's hard not to think of innovation. Whether it be with technology or social trends, the youth of America is always one step ahead. Crime of the year? Let's do this.
Crime of the Year. Carly Fiorina's Iowa fandom. Faulty officiating in the Duke-Miami game. Will Greer suspended for PEDs. Robert Kemdiche falling out a window?
And the winner is faulty ACC referees.
ACC referees win their first Verbee for their achievements during the 8 lateral finale of Duke Miami. Accepting on behalf of ACC referees is Chip Patterson from CBS Sports.
Oh, wow! Really, really blindsided by this award. On behalf of the ACC and sort of the ACC community, I feel honored to be up here and be asked to accept this award from the Solid Verbal. Very good friends, very good people. Wow. Really, we're blindsided because we didn't think you were watching. We knew you weren't talking about ACC football, and so we guessed you weren't watching ACC football. But by this particular series of blunders, it seems that, hey, you guys are watching football. So there were a lot of losers in this. Certainly, Duke football took a few games to recover from what happened against Miami. But hey, you know what? You guys are watching, and that's the real thing that matters. So thank you for this award, Solid Verbal, and thank you, fans, for watching ACC football.
Ty, he's in the sort of stratosphere of the Solid Verbal universe. You don't see him at all times, but it brings me great pleasure to welcome in to the Verbees, his first time presenting, Seth Rosenthal. You may have seen him on SB Nation. You may watch SB Nation Snapchat show at SB Nation Snaps. He's a talent, and I wouldn't trust anybody else to figure out who has the highest degree of college football social media thirst.
How many retweets does it take to make an impression? How many shares does it take to make a champion? There may not be a common formula, but our four nominees for Social Media Thirst of the Year are doing their best to crack the code. After all, they don't give out trophies to the lowest clout score. Here comes the Social Media Thirst.
Social Media Thirst of the Year. Dabo Sweeney. Jim Harbaugh. Kevin Sumlin. Rich Rodriguez.
And the winner is
Jim Harbaugh!
This is Jim Harbaugh's second Verbi.
Well, first, I just want to thank the players and the coaches
and Gates Brown and Mark Fidrich and Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker and Bill Freehand and Al Kaline and Ernie Harwell, George Kell. Those guys, one time Lou Whitaker came over to our house. Gates Brown and Lou Whitaker rode motorcycles to our house in Ann Arbor, and all the kids came over and stood outside waiting to get an autograph, and I remember my mom made sandwiches and ate potato chips and just Sweet Lou. We called him Sweet Lou. That was it was just me being around them. It was just to be around the ball players.
Please welcome the host of the Gilmore Guys podcast, Kevin T. Porter.
Hi, I'm Kevin Porter from the Gilmore Guys podcast, which you can find on the internet, iTunes, SoundCloud, just Google us, you're going to find us. A tire fire is the most serious of college football failures. The flames of the tire fire roar higher and more violently than those of the late Independence Inn. That's Lorelai Gilmore's Inn from Gilmore Girls. You should know that. Rendering the college football vehicle in question far beyond what even Gypsy can repair. This year's class of nominees has had more than their share of embarrassments both on and off the field. And here are your nominees.
Tire Fire of the Year. Illinois Football Program. LSU's near firing of Les Miles. Penn State's offensive line. Texas A&M's quarterback exodus. UCF's win the season.
And the winner is Texas A&M's quarterback exodus.
Accepting on behalf of Texas A&M, former Aggies Kyler Murray and Kyle Allen.
First off, I just want to thank my family, mom, dad, brother, sister back home, just for always being there for me, no matter what it was for. I can't thank y'all enough. It's very prestigious, and I don't take it for granted, so thank you.
I think that we're still a very tight-knit family, and we care about each other. I think everyone is excited about it. I'm excited to fly a plane and get the plane food, honestly. That's all I'm excited about.
Our penultimate award is called Worst Year Back. It's given annually to the quarterback, to the running back, to the player, to the coach, who has, simply put, the worst follow-up season to a great season, the worst year back. To present this award, we welcome SB Nation's Roger Sherman.
To quote the philosopher Big Sean, you win some and lose some. All three of our nominees for Worst Year Back lost games and a whole lot more. One candidate nearly lost his life playing behind a line that gave up 39 sacks. Another was caught up in an impossible quarterback quandary. And another won this award last year, transferred to start anew, ultimately arriving at the same fate. Here are your nominees for Worst Year Back.
Worst Year Back. Cardale Jones. Everett Golson. Christian Hackenberg.
And the winner is Cardale Jones.
We put ourselves in a unique situation as a team with two great guys with experience and can lead the team in their own way, me and JT, just because of our talent and just because of how the team, you know, rolls when each of us in the game. That's how we did the whole camp. You know, it was times I got to go with the ones, times he was one with the twos and vice versa. And it was times, you know, I was with the ones and the coach would call out situation. Yeah, Cardale, he just lost his helmet or equipment issue, JT ran in. So they did an unbelievable job keeping us both ready, as you see, both of us were ready. When he finally got a chance to play in the fourth quarter, I mean, he took the team right down the field in the scoring drive. We had a rhythm, but we hit a couple of speed bumps. I don't think the battle is over. Now, just continue to stay ready. You know, our numbers can be called any moment. You know, I'm not even sure who will start Saturday, so.
Stand and applaud for the lovely Mama Hildenbrand and the ravishing Solid Wife!
Since 2008, Ty and Dan have told a lot of jokes. A few of them have even been funny.
Meme of the Year pays homage to the moments that are uniquely Solid Verbal. This year's crop honors two sound clips, one for a local hot dog shop and another that creeps me out.
It also commemorates the end of an era and the start of an important public service announcement that will far outlive the podcast.
Without further ado, here are your nominees for Meme of the Year.
Meme of the Year. Talking to your kids about an undefeated Iowa. The retiring of Clemson.
Borderline erotic. Borderline erotic.
And
the Yakos.
Home dog of the week.
And the winner is Talking to Your Kids About Red.
This is Talking to Your Kids About Iowa's first award. Accepting the award of Ty Hildenbrand and Dan Winston.
Yeah, this is a great honor. First off, I just got to thank God and the troops and Cam Newton's mother's womb, Taylor Schwenk from Red Show Radio, Drew Rahaly, Last Word Podcast, Kevin Sully, House of Run, Kevin T. Porter from the Gilmore Guys Podcast. Who else? Spencer Hall, Jason Kirk, Ryan Nanny, Bill Connolly, Stephen Godfrey, Seth Rosenthal, Roger Sherman, Will Bukema, everyone from SB Nation, thank you so much for your support. Sonia Chopra from Eater, TigerNet.com for your Clemson coverage. Chip Patterson from CBS. Will Leach, a true pioneer. And thank you to this guy right here, my partner in crime, Dan Rubenstein.
I think it's important to thank Cecil Newton. I don't know where we'd be without him. All of the beautiful people out there, everybody that listens, everybody that subscribes, everybody in attendance here tonight, that includes you, Mike Leach, that includes you, Brett Bielema, yes, Tim Beckman, for showing up and putting on that brave face. Thank you.
The clock is flashing 30 more seconds. It's our damn show! We would be remiss if we didn't also thank Michael O'Brien and Joe Borden and his great kids. They are the true visionaries that made a video and brought this all to life. Come up on stage, guys.
We only made our video because we're solid verbal nerds like all of you. So thanks to Ty and Dan for another championship podcast season. Also, as an Alabama fan, thanks in advance to NCAA officials for actually enforcing the illegal man downfield rule this year. Mike.
As a Kansas University alum, I would like to congratulate myself on the only victory of any kind from the 2015 football season. I'd also like to thank Joe Borden's children for the remarkable performances. I hope this award inspires them to one day become Vine celebrities.
First of all, New Year's Eve is not a college football tradition. Of course, thank you, Iowa, for going 12-2, which is their equivalent of a national championship. Good luck next year, Hawkeyes, with another grueling non-conference schedule featuring North Dakota State and Miami, Ohio. On a personal note, Hillary Clinton is a war criminal who deserves to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
No politics, Smith! I just like to sing Harvey Weinstein and everyone at Fox Church are like, Ole Miss is dirty. Free Johnny Football. Iowa.
All right, Dan, that does it for the 2016 Verbi Awards. Thank you to all the Verballers out there who voted, who were passionate about nominating their favorites and their least favorites again for the 2016 Verbies. We'll be here all off season. We'll be here all next season. In the meantime, for that guy standing to my right, Dan Rubenstein, for myself, Ty Hildenbrandt, thanks again for taking part in the Verbies, and stay solid.
Peace!
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening, voting, and supporting our show. As always, the Verbies uses impersonations and out-of-context audio for the sole purpose of parody. We mean no disrespect to actual college football luminaries. Thanks again, hope you enjoyed it.